Dear Baidu stock fans, mark your calendars for September 1. Anushka Mukherjee. 7 Min Reed. Chinese tech giant Baidu, BIDU, has been having a tough time on Wall Street this year, as its aggressive push into artificial intelligence, AI, has yet to deliver the growth for which investors had hoped. The company's shares came under renewed pressure after Baidu's second quarter results missed Wall Street expectations, with weakness in its core advertising business outweighing gains from its growing AI operations. As Baidu pours more resources into AI, investors are becoming increasingly focused on when those investments will begin translating into stronger revenue and profits. Amid the ongoing AI transition, Baidu is also taking steps to strengthen its presence in Hong Kong's capital markets. On August 26, the company announced that it will convert its existing secondary listing on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange into a primary listing, with the change taking effect on September 1, 2026. Importantly, this does not mean Baidu is newly listing on NASDAQ. The company has been listed on NASDAQ for years. Instead, the move upgrades its Hong Kong listing to primary status, putting its Hong Kong and US listings on an equal primary footing. Once the change takes effect, Baidu will be dual primary listed on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange in Hong Kong SAR and the NASDAQ Global Select Market in the US. The move could give Baidu greater flexibility in accessing investors across both markets while further strengthening its connection with Hong Kong's financial ecosystem. So, given this latest development, here's a closer look at BIDU stock. About Baidu stock. Founded in 2000 by Robin Li and Eric Su, and headquartered in Beijing, China, Baidu has grown from a search engine startup into one of the country's most influential internet and technology companies. Often dubbed Alphabet's GOOGL, Google of China, Baidu dominates the Chinese search market, accounting for more than 50% of search activity. But Baidu is far more than a search engine today. Much like Google, the company has built a broad technology ecosystem spanning internet services, cloud computing, AI, smart car technology, and consumer electronics. Its growing AI portfolio has become a key part of its long-term strategy, with the company investing heavily in AI-powered products and services to unlock new sources of growth. Baidu is also making its mark in autonomous driving through Apollo, its open-source autonomous driving platform, which is helping the company expand beyond traditional internet services and deeper into next-generation mobility technology. The company has been publicly traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BIDU since 2005 and became the first Chinese company to be included in the NASDAQ 100 index in 2007. Today, Baidu sits at the intersection of China's internet, AI, cloud, and autonomous driving industries, making its transformation from a search leader into an AI powerhouse one of the most closely watched stories among Chinese technology stocks. But despite its growing ambitions in the AI space, the company is struggling to woo investors. Currently valued at a market capitalization of $33.05 billion, Baidu shares have gained just 5.9% over the past year, but have plunged 26.3% in 2026, significantly trailing the broader S&P 500 index, SBX, which has climbed 18% over the past year and 12.1% year-to-date, YTD. The stock has faced an even steeper pullback from its recent highs. After hitting a 52-week peak of $165.30 in January, BIDU has since tumbled nearly 41.9%, underscoring the growing skepticism surrounding the company's AI-driven growth strategy. Inside Baidu's Q2 earnings report, Baidu pulled back the curtain on its fiscal 2026 second quarter results on August 18, and the numbers offered a mixed picture of a company caught between a weakening legacy business and an increasingly promising AI future. The results missed analyst expectations and triggered a sharp 12.73% sell-off in Baidu shares on the same day. Baidu's total revenue declined about 2% sequentially and 4% year-over-year, YOY, to RMB 31.3 billion, $4.62 billion, falling short of Wall Street's RMB 31.96 billion estimates. The weakness was largely tied to China's prolonged property downturn and soft consumer spending, which have prompted businesses to tighten their marketing budgets and weighed heavily on advertising demand. The pressure was particularly visible in Baidu's online marketing business, historically the company's biggest cash generator. Revenue from advertising plunged 19% YoY to RMB 13.1 billion, highlighting the challenges facing Baidu's traditional internet business. However, beneath the weak headline numbers, Baidu's AI transformation is gathering serious momentum. Its core AI-powered business generated RMB 12.5 billion, accounting for roughly 50% of total general business revenue. The biggest growth engine was AI cloud infrastructure, where revenue jumped 50% YoY to RMB 7.3 billion. Demand for GPU cloud rentals was particularly explosive, soaring 283% from a year earlier. Baidu's AI applications business also continued to expand, with revenue rising 3% to RMB 2.5 billion, while AI-native marketing services remained roughly flat at RMB 2.6 billion. Together, the figures underscore how quickly AI is becoming a larger part of Baidu's business mix, even as its traditional advertising operation struggles. On the bottom line, net income attributable to Baidu came in at RMB 2.3 billion, $342 million, translating into a 7% net margin. Non-GAAP diluted earnings were $1.06 per ADS, while operating cash flow reached RMB 3.4 billion, marking the company's fourth consecutive quarter of positive operating cash flow. Baidu has also continued returning capital to investors, repurchasing $259 million worth of shares since the beginning of Q1 2026 under its current share repurchase program. Meanwhile, Baidu's autonomous driving ambitions are gaining traction beyond China. Apollo Go continued its international expansion, beginning open road testing in London through partnerships with Uber Technologies, UBER, and Lyft, LYFT. In Dubai, Apollo Go launched fully driverless commercial operations, with rides available through both the Uber app and its own app. Hong Kong has also become an important milestone for Apollo Go. The company received the city's first permits for fully driverless testing and began testing on Airport Island. This made Apollo Go the first autonomous ride-hailing service provider globally to conduct fully driverless testing in a right-hand drive, left-hand traffic robotaxi market. Apollo Go has now expanded its global footprint to 28 cities, with its fleets accumulating more than 350 million autonomous kilometers, including over 240 million fully driverless autonomous kilometers. Further, the company has maintained what it describes as an outstanding safety record throughout its expansion. How do analysts view Baidu stock? Despite Baidu's recent struggles, Wall Street still sees plenty of room for the stock to rebound. Baidu currently carries a consensus, moderate buy rating, with 15 of 20 analysts calling it a strong buy. Another analyst has a moderate buy rating, while two recommend hold, one rates the stock moderate sell, and one has a strong sell recommendation. The bullish case becomes even clearer in the price targets. The street's average target of $150.83 suggests 57.1% upside from current levels, while the highest target of $182 points to a potential 89.5% rally. If Baidu's AI investments begin translating into stronger growth, the stock could have significant room to recover. On the date of publication, Anushka Mukherjee did not have, either directly or indirectly, positions in any of the securities mentioned in this article. All information and data in this article is solely for informational purposes. This article was originally published on Barchart.com.